Marius.
Hi, Mario. Mario, it's Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. I wanted to check in with you here before it got too late in the day. Did you have a chance to talk to your partner?
Yes. We're willing to try it.
Okay.
For 1 month.
Perfect. Yeah.
And see what it does to our business. What do we do next?
So let me just make sure that I've got all the information that I need on my end to get everything going. It looks like when we originally, Richard never got your last name.
My last name is Marios, M-A-R-I-O-S.
Okay, and then what is your first name?
Antonios.
Antonio?
Mm-hmm. Antonios.
Okay. Antonios with an S at the end?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, Antonios Marios. And then, I think I did ask you, but just to make sure, the 5641 General Washington Drive, that's not like an address you want your customers to know about, right? That's not
no,
a showroom
no, no,
or...
No. If you go on Google right now, and you Google Mario Style and Marble,
right,
our location comes up and it's in Manassas. It has nothing to do with the 5641.
That's your home residence, right?
No. That's my warehouse, my office, my headquarters.
Oh, the General Washington?
No, sir. The Manassas.
Right. No, I was asking you about the 5641 General Washington Drive. That's your home.
No, that's not my home. That's my old address for my warehouse.
It's an old address for your warehouse. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. So my real question is that we're not actually promoting a physical address for your business because customers don't come to you, right?
I'm sorry?
No customers ever come to you. You always go to them?
No, they do. They come. We have a showroom in Manassas, and we have displays with cabinets and stuff like that.
Well, that's
and,
good. So that's the address that we want. And what is that address?
Are you on your computer?
I am, yeah, and I'm looking for it right now.
All right, so can you put on Google Engine, Mario's Tile and Marble Inc.?
Okay. So it's coming up the Livingston Road, right?
Exactly, that's my address. Okay, Livingston Road, unit 147.
Right, unit 147. Perfect. Okay. And that's populating 20109 for the zip code.
Yes.
Okay. So obviously the 703-658-5330, that's the phone number for your customers to call. And then
Exactly.
The best
that's my
number?
Business. The 703-658-5330. It's my business, my office, and my showroom. And when we are closed, the number ports to my cellular phone automatically.
Okay.
So anybody calls the 703-658 number, it comes to my cell.
It'll transfer to your cell. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And during business hours, you're okay with us calling that business number, too, if we have to reach you regarding your account? Okay, perfect.
Yes, because... if I'm not there, it ports to my phone.
Perfect. That'll work. And then I have, of course, Mario's Tile Marble at yahoo.com as the email address. So that's all the information that I need to get everything set up on my
end. He say about the website. So when we set up the website a couple of years ago, the guy who set it up for us, he made a mistake and he put something that you have to pay something every I think 12 months or something.
Okay.
24 months. And I don't know why he did that. So now he's trying to fix it, but something is wrong. He's trying to figure it out. That's why the website is not working. But it's working really soon.
You like that website and it's going to be working very soon. So that'll be just fine then.
Yeah, I don't like the website. I have to redo my website, but for the time being, it's okay.
That's okay. Okay. All right. And then for me to set things up on my end, I have to do just a couple of things. We will want to schedule a follow-up call. We'll have one of our technicians kind of talk to you in depth about all the different services you want to provide, where you want to provide those services. If you have like a mission statement or a motto or a slogan, you know, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. So that's a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call.
The slogan I have, it's creating customers for life.
Let me put that in there. Creating customers, I like it. Because, you know, you're passionate about what you do and the quality of the work that you do. That's going to get you more phone calls. People are going to be really excited to work with you. Of course, you've got a lot of experience, and customers are going to come back and use your services again, recommend you to their friends and family. So creating customers for life, I've already got that on there now. Let me get a little bit of a head start here just on that.
Creating customers for life, what is this going to be?
On some of the content that we create, because it's not just about listing you on Google and Bing. Google does index other destinations and directories. So Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta. We'll create content, and that's what the client interview is about, to talk to you about how you want your company branded online. So we want everything in line with the stuff that's already out there when we create new content. Okay. So we'll do that follow-up call. We can even do that later today if you're available for it. And then the other thing that's required of us, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. Antonios, it gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that reduced rate, that fixed flat rate of $299, that it's a month-to-month service, etc. So I do need to do that voice verification. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. And then we'll take a look at that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call. Now, for that initial $299, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? Mr. Marius, what does work best for you?
Yeah, how do you do that? The payments.
So it does bill on a month-to-month basis, which means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. In fact, if you like, I can do the voice verification now. I do have to do it at some point before we end this call, but I can do it before we ask you for any form of payment, and that way if everything makes sense, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
The payment is going through my wife. My wife is my partner in the business.
Okay.
And she handles the payment part of that.
Do I need to speak with her, or do you have that billing information?
Yes, you need to talk to her. And,
is she there? Or is there a different number?
She's not here with me. Yeah. She's not here with me right now. But if you want, we can do the verification and everything. And I can email you a little later when I get home a picture of my check. So you can just run my check, SCH, for the payment.
Okay. So let's do the voice verification now. Let me get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreements, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Marios. Tiles and Marble Ink.
Ink, right. That's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Hi, my name is Antonios Marios, and I'm the owner.
Okay. And then Mr. Marios, as the owner of Marios Tile and Marble Inc., you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Since it is our job to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are able to reach out and contact you directly, for that reason, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Antonius, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, of course.
Perfect. And then it says in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason we ask is all the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we wouldn't want you to be paying someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Mr. Marios, that's fair enough, right?
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. There's actually a couple of different directories. Like I said, there's some variations on addresses that I see. Looks like there's a Yelp listing with an 8538 Terminal Road on there. So we're going to want to make sure that we clean up all the information that's out there so that everything is accurate, that people know where the showroom is and things like that. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost of the service that I was able to apply, again, with it being month-to-month and that fixed flat rate, and those setup fees actually waived altogether, so it's just the $299 out the door. So this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'll actually waive, will be charged today's date. Of course, that's the 27th of December in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. Antonius, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches, and, of course, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 27th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299, and again, that rate will never go up. It is a month-to-month service, meaning you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can even pause the service, whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, you could pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Marios, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Antonios, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do. I agree.
Okay. So for your client interview this afternoon, there's a 5 o'clock and a 6 o'clock available. We scheduled by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes, so it gets you right at the beginning of the hour and then gets you off the phone about a half an hour after that. Would you be available for that phone call at either 5 or 6 o'clock this afternoon?
No, not tonight.
Not tonight? Okay.
No, because I'm going out.
Oh, you are.
Going out with my daughter.
Oh, that's okay. So tomorrow we can do as early as it looks like 10 o'clock or as late as 6 o'clock. Looks like just about every hour has at least one spot available. Did you want something mid-morning, early afternoon, late in the day tomorrow?
11 o'clock would be perfect.
11. Okay, so we're going to schedule it from 11 until 12. The call, like I said, takes about half an hour, so it might get you just a couple of minutes after 11, get you off the phone about a half an hour or so after that. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to make that call, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. If I am already on a phone call, and I don't get a lot of advance notice, but if I'm already on a phone call, they'll just call you on their own, and they'll do a very good job of taking care of you. Now, I did want to set up a little bit of extra security on your account. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with Mario's Tile and Marble, Inc., we would ask, even if it's you, for the answer to the security question. And more importantly, anyone who calls you telling you that they're with Google or Local Splash, first of all, they'll need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon, and they'll also need to know both the answer and the question. So your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
My favorite pet's name.
Okay, and what is the answer?
Linda.
L-I-N-D-A?
Yes.
Okay, so I have to type that in twice, but you are all set there. And then I know that you were saying maybe when you get home, but is there any way that you could maybe let your wife know that I'll be calling, and then I'll just give her a phone call and get that information?
Yeah, you can call me straight to me, I am not going to get home to about probably 7:30, I'm thinking.
Ooh, yeah, that would be a little after. Yeah,
I can take a check with me, and then you can call me. When we talk in the morning, I can give you the payment.
Yeah, it would have to be by credit or debit card. We don't process by check by phone.
Oh, okay.
But there should be a debit card associated with your checking account.
Yeah. So, yeah, so that's fine. We can do it either 7 o'clock tonight after 7 or tomorrow morning when you call me tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll have to give you a call maybe around 7 about maybe, before that 11 o'clock appointment. I'll call you around 10 o'clock or something like that. I don't think I'll be in the office after 7 o'clock today.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
You call me the morning, no problem.
I'll give you a call in the morning. We'll get everything set up, okay?
Sounds good. And once you just talk to me about it, can you send me an email?
Sure. As far as what the client interview is going to be about? Okay. Yeah, I'll send you a list.
We just talk about all the stuff right now, so,
okay.
Just don't want to be... I want to be
prepared. Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. Simple questions that you would know off the top of your head. You don't have to be in front of a computer for it. But I'll send you kind of what to expect as far as that client interview goes. Okay.
All right, sir.
All right. I'll get that email out to you too in just a couple of minutes here, and then I'll give you a call back around 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Sounds good. I see. We'll talk tomorrow. Thank you.
All right. Sounds good. You have a great rest of the night. I appreciate you.
Thanks
again. Take care. Bye-bye.